Hello, Sam Edmonds.
Good morning, dear Jared.
Is it possible that this is the hour of decision for Callum Coleman-Jones?
I think this morning is a very important morning for Richmond and Callum Coleman-Jones. The ruck forward, the forward ruck who's been agonising over his future. Richmond have dug in. They've tried their best to keep him. It's a two-year offer on the table. There is a feeling, there is a suggestion, Jared, that he's decided not to take that offer. Now, the big decisions are coming today, I'm told, on this. We know that Gold Coast have been really interested and North Melbourne as well. They're the two rival suitors for Callum Coleman-Jones, who has had to be oh so patient. 9 games, 4 years. Nankervis is still there. Ivan Soldo comes back from injury. Jack Riewoldt's re-signed. Tom Lynch isn't going anywhere. So real decision time for a young emerging player who just wants to play.
If you were tilting the scales, have they tilted in North Melbourne's favour?
I think so. Yeah, I think if he leaves Richmond, it's going to be to the Kangaroos, which if that is the case, is an enormous coup for North Melbourne to prize a player out of Richmond who they desperately want to keep, the Tigers. I think that would be a huge vote of confidence in the direction that North Melbourne are headed. They've been looking for a forward partner to pair with Nick Larkey. Todd Goldstein's closer to the end than the beginning. It would make for a nice little addition, I reckon, if he were to get to Arden Street.
And what do you reckon it takes to get him? That's a really interesting equation that a lot of minds are turning to on our text.
That is an interesting question. That's probably one for, and obviously North Melbourne have got the number one pick, which they will use, and then they've got 20, 38, 69. That's probably the next step in the conversation, if you like. Let's just wait and see what happens at the moment. But industry talk is a wash at the moment that Callum Coleman-Jones has given the indication to Richmond that he might not be re-signing.